This month's Artscape on Rhode Island Public Radio features an exhibit by Debbie Cornwall, whose latest project is called Welcome to Camp America. It's a photographic exploration of America's War on Terror prison at the U.S. Naval Station in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Elements of the project include photos of life at Guantanamo, artifacts from the Guantanamo Bay gift shop, yes, there is one, and a series of portraits of former inmates who've been cleared and released. A companion book is also part of the exhibit now at the Carriage House Gallery at the Brown University Center for Public Humanities. Cornwall is a Brown graduate. I met her outside the exhibit where she told me her career path to visual artist took an unexpected turn after school.
My original thought was to become a photographer. I was an AP stringer here in Providence my senior year at Brown, and I applied for a job at the Projo, and I didn't get it. So I moved to New York, and I found a job as an investigator and trial assistant for the Federal Public Defender's Office. And that was a transformative experience, and it sent me to law school and then on to my practice as a lawyer representing DNA exonerees in civil rights lawsuits.
And how do you get from that to Guantanamo Bay and your photography?
So I was actually having dinner with a friend and former colleague after leaving my job as a lawyer, and it happened that he had gone on to represent men held in Guantanamo, and I the light bulb went on over my head, and I thought, the men who've been held in Guantanamo but then cleared and released are going through something very similar to what my former clients in the United States have gone through. They're learning to become a part of society again after years behind bars. But of course, the challenges facing men in Guantanamo are much more complicated. They have no court orders saying you're innocent or you were wronged. Many of them landed in third countries where they didn't speak the language or know a soul.
Now, the reason for Guantanamo Bay and for placing these men in that situation, it doesn't seem to have worked out for the government either. I don't know the exact number, but not many have been convicted. Out of, 800 who've gone through there?
A total of 780 Muslim men have been held in Guantanamo Bay since it first opened, the first War on Terror prisons, on January 11th, 2002. 41 men remain. 9 have died in that time. Only 3 have been convicted. So more men have died than have been convicted over these 16 years.
Now, your work there, how did you get access to Guantanamo, and how were you able to take these amazing photographs?
As a former lawyer, I'm a persistent researcher and negotiator, and I discovered the authority to whom I should send my request, and I wrote a proposal saying I'm interested in documenting daily life for both detainees and guards. And I waited 9 months, and after a background check, suddenly one day I got an email saying, you're cleared to come to Guantanamo Bay to make pictures. And along with that clearance form came a multi-page set of rules. The military authorities at Guantanamo Bay not only regulate who has access among the media to report or make pictures, they also regulate what you may photograph. And most importantly for my work as a visual artist, I would not be allowed to make any pictures of any faces. Even partial profiles would be deleted. And what I took from that was it felt dehumanizing, because as a photographer, anyone with a camera phone taking a selfie, photographing your family, it's the face that you want. How else do you convey how they're doing and where they are in their lives?
I'm speaking with Debbie Cornwall, whose photographic exhibit, Welcome to Camp America, Inside Guantanamo Bay, is now at the Brown Center for Public Humanities. All right, well, we'll go into the exhibit now. Let's talk about some of the pictures you've made of the men released and where they ended up.
So this is Hamza, a Tunisian who spent 12 years, 11 months, and 19 days held in Guantanamo Bay. Charges were never filed against him. He was cleared for release or transfer on January 12th of 2009. But he didn't leave until November 20th of 2014. He wasn't able to go home to Tunisia, so instead he went to Slovakia. And he's having a hard time as a very tall Muslim in Slovakia, the only country in Europe, as I understand it, without a single mosque. So as with each of the men I worked with, I collaborated with Hamza to find a location of relevance to his life. And we collaborated to make this picture of him at sunset on his own, looking off into the distance.
Now let's talk about the book that's also here in the exhibit, a copy of it for an observer to look through.
Yes.
The way you've structured it is quite unusual.
It is. In the book, Welcome to Camp America, we include photographs from all three of my series, the Gitmo at Home, Gitmo at Play Pictures, the Gitmo on Sale Souvenirs, as well as the Beyond Gitmo series, the environmental portraits of the released men. But they are not organized that way. They are juxtaposed with each other and interspersed with text printed in Arabic and in English. Excerpts from a legal document, testimony filed in an actual court case by a man who was assaulted while being taken out of a Guantanamo cell. But there's a surprise in the book.
Uh-huh.
And for those who take time to page through and read, they will discover late in the book the identity of the author of this testimony. And my hope is that whatever you think you know about Guantanamo, whatever you believe, you will be surprised, and your assumptions may be disrupted, and you may be open to a new perspective if you get that far in the book.
Well, now I have to. And I think anyone who hears that is going to have to. Well, Debbie Cornwell, thank you so much for sharing this with us.
Thank you so much.